I'm going to have to read two things to you before I minister this morning by direction of the Holy Spirit. This apostle structure, heaven to earth government, which opened the portals of the supernatural, very important, so all those connected can enter in and benefit. So we're opening the portals of the supernatural. You're going to have to pay attention. It's not a regular religion scenario. God is revealing some things. There's a prophecy that I have to give to you before Sam prophecy, after I minister. I'm going to give it to you right now. Shut doors are being opened. Blind spots will receive sight. All darkness will turn to light. Accessing the supernatural on daily basis. Uh-huh. The harms, I want you to hear this one. The harms in your life will turn into crown. Yes. Your sleep will not be weak, and you shall rise to supernatural opening. Yes. So whatever you're dealing with in life, you're about to rise to a supernatural opening. The bases are loaded, and you are at bat with full divine backup. So rejoice, 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 for your time has come. Y'all ain't rejoicing over there. So rejoice, for rejoice, for your time has come. Now, I'll give it to you at the closing of this message. Very vivid. Father, we thank you for, what a warm service this morning. That girl singing, that boy singing. Oh, Jesus. Singing from their heart. They're singing like they got clean life. Oh. Singing like the Holy Ghost with them. Sit down and get your Bible. Psalm 119. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, way down in that psalm, verse 97. Then I'll give you the subject and we'll go to work, all right? Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. That through thy commandment have made me wiser than my enemy. Thank God. And notice what he said about your enemy. Notice what he said about your enemy. For they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers. For thy testimonies are my meditation. Notice the word meditation again. I understand more than the ancient because I keep thy precept. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. Who did it? I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. Nobody gonna be to keep it for you. I have not departed from the judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yeah, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precept, I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. That is a powerful setting there, cut in the 119th Psalm. Meditating into the supernatural mysteries of Scripture. There are places that you're not going to be able to get unless you understand the power of meditating surgery. Meditating surgery. In other words, when you focus and spend special time with the scriptures, they operate on you. Show you everything. It's like a screen come up and show you. Do this, don't do that. Go here, don't go there. Supernatural operation. Meditating, you know, is taking the Bible, sit down with it, and don't you just talk to God, but keep looking at it and let him talk to you. There are so many hidden things in the scripture. Hidden revelation, hidden understanding, hidden truth in the scripture that you can't get it just by reading it or memorizing it. But you got to take special time and just sit with God and let him operate on you, and the operation turn into supernatural revelation, understanding, enlightenment, insight like never before. Are you listening to me? Meaning there will be unfolding of mysteries. You can't really live with God by history, what Daniel did, what David did. No, God got some things he want to reveal to you, what you can do. His power is on the inside of you. You can't live on yesterday. You got to live on today. I want to know what God's saying to me today. Are you following me? When you meditate, an enforcement of revelation that you have never experienced will begin to take place. An enforcement of revelation that we have never experienced. Meditation enables you to walk in an ordered lifestyle. Yes. You are a spirit, you have a body, and you have a soul. You accept Christ. Christ is going to come. You're going to have understanding of how to deal with them when they come.
Yes.
Satan is your enemy. What I said?
Satan.
Yeah, he won't tear your marriage up, tear your family up, tear your finances up, tear your body up, you know, tear your children up, tear your grandchildren up, tear your church up. He's a destroyer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10, right?
Yes, yes.
What did the internet voice say though? How?
Hallelujah.
Well, even though he's there, he's a thief. He come to kill and destroy. The thief come not but to kill, steal, and destroy. But I'm come. That you might have life. Good God Almighty. And more abundant. Meditation stopped the thief. It's personal. It's personal. You'll be able to stand. Enforcement of revelation that we never have experienced. Walking in a ordered lifestyle. The words. You can't do it unless you are a meditator. Keeping you pregnant with his presence.
Yes.
In other words, everywhere you go, he go.
Yes.
And you know.
Yes.
He's there. No place to hide, because he's everywhere. Thank God he's with me, though.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I want to go everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I ain't going in no hole God can't go in. Listen to me. Keeping you pregnant with his presence. Developing new babies at all times.
Uh-huh.
wearing the meditator's mantle of spiritual discernment. You're not, because you're a child of God, you're not a regular person. You can see things other people can't see. You got to, in the generation that we're living in, you got to have discernment. You got to be to see further than their face and their hat. You understand me? You got to be able to look in a person's heart, see what's in that heart. Where are you trying to carry me? So everybody on the sound of my voice online, you got 1,625. Everybody on the sound of my voice needs to be here every Sunday. This is a life-shifting moment in your life.
Right.
If you listen, I'm going into some places, your life going to be shifted this morning.
Yeah.
But blessed.
Yes.
How many of y'all don't mind being blessed? How many of y'all don't mind God talking to you?
Yeah.
All right. You think God got some more things to say to you?
Yeah.
I want you to hear this. You about to be a power walker in every situation. What I say?
Every situation.
You have the divine right to walk in power in every situation. Behold, I give you power. Trade on serpents and scorpions. Power the enemy. Do you no harm. All powers in my hand, in heaven and in earth. But as many as receive him, to them give he the power, become the sons of God. You got power on the inside of you. Tell that person next to you, you got power on the inside of you. Don't act like you're weak, you got power on the inside of you. Here's the Father's heart. God will use you as a meditator, as you meditate in the supernatural mystery of the scriptures. God will use you to show forth his glory. I heard the Spirit of God say the time has come for real children of God to take their divine place in the kingdom on earth. Walk it out. Talk it out. Live it out. Shut it out. Hallelujah. Y'all help me. Hallelujah. Talk to me here. I believe I won't preach this morning, y'all. But y'all got to talk to me this morning. I feel pretty good this morning. I feel like something's going to happen up in here this morning. Hallelujah. I don't know why the Holy Ghost told me, don't let the devil ride. Write that on your, write in your note. Put him out of your car. Put him out of your kitchen. He tried to ride you everywhere. The time has come for real children of God to take their divine place in the kingdom on earth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Scripture saying what? Oh, my goodness. There are some supernatural places waiting on you. There are places that some of your family members have never been before. God's going to take you there. You got to be taught properly. You got to be taught properly. You got to walk properly. You got to pray properly. You got to study properly. But there are some supernatural places waiting on you. Blessings that have never been experienced. We're talking about meditating into the supernatural mysteries of the scripture. And these are some of the effect that it will have on you. Many will be one to Christ because of your blessed life. Cross victory doors. Cross victory doors are shaking everywhere because they know our divine rights. Mm-hmm. Point number one. Here's what it's all about. Giving glory to God and walking in full benefit. Turn to Joshua 1:8. Here's what it's all about. Giving glory to God and walking in full benefit. If you give glory to God, God will see to it that you walk in his full benefit. Here's a meditative verse that switched from the natural into the supernatural. In this verse, in Joshua 1:8, there's a switching from the natural into the supernatural. It tells you how to make an exchange. If you're dealing with something in life and you need to make a change, here it is right here. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. Just talk it. Say what God say.
Yes, sir.
Agree with God. But thou shalt meditate. Meditate means ponder. Meditate means being operated on.
Uh-huh.
Day and day and night. You meditate. It's in your mouth. You meditate. Look, I'll give you three M words. Mouth. Meditate. Mess.
Yes, sir.
See, y'all don't see that.
Yes, sir.
You got it in your mouth.
Yes, sir.
And you meditate it.
Yes, sir.
You may have it all.
That's good.
That's good, son.
See. It puts you in a supernatural position because you got it in your mouth, you got it in your heart, you can have it in your hand. Come on now, talk to me now. Help me preach you this morning.
Yes, sir.
May observe to do according to all that therein written therein, for then thou shalt make. Now that's your next. That's your next M. Oh, you got to see this.
Yes,
I'm not going to fall until you see this. Listen. Go back up. Go back up that voice. Go back up that voice. I want you to underline this. This book of the law should not depart out of the mouth. Underline mouth.
Yes.
That means speak the word.
Yes,
speak the word only.
Yes,
thou shalt be healed.
Yes,
speak the word only.
Yes,
and thou shalt be out of debt.
Yes,
speak the word only.
Yes,
and your family shall be blessed. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
All right. So in meditation, it consists of your mouth. You read. You got a scripture you're looking at, and you're mumbling that scripture to yourself. Oh, no. What does this mean, God? What you trying to say to me?
Yes.
See, you're reading, you can't skim through the Bible because the Bible is a book of revelation.
Uh-huh.
It is hidden from the enemy. Satan can't read the Bible.
That's right.
Demons got no revelation.
Right.
Well, how do you get ahead of all that? Because you ain't got none either. A demon know when you're walking in revelation. So you got your mouth there, but thou shalt meditate day and day and night, that thou mayest observe. You see mayest, right?
Yes.
All right, I want you to see the last one now. To do according to all that's written therein, for then thou shalt what?
Amen.
There you go. Yes, take them four five words there. Make thy way prosper, and then thou shalt have good success. So if I'm going to have prosperity, if I'm going to have good success, it's not up to God.
Right. Right.
It's not up to this pulpit. It's up to you to pay attention.
Yes.
Take what God said to you.
Yes.
Put it in practice.
Yes.
And watch God work it out.
Yes.
Satan, a meditator. Satan can't rule a meditator. Turn to Psalm 1. Satan can't rule a meditator. A meditator is Satan's ruler.
Yes.
Power, anointing, holiness, cleanliness. Meditation will keep you clean.
Yes, sir.
It get the funk out of you.
Yes.
Pastor always cussing. Get the funk out of here. See, if you're a meditator, it keep you clean.
Yes, sir.
It keep you holy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
sir. You ain't no Baptist. This ain't no Baptist church. You live right when you're at church, and then when you go do all kind of old crazy stuff. That's not real. That's not God. That's not honor to God. Be ye holy.
Yes.
For I'm holy,
yes,
says the Lord. Yeah, that's what he said. Well, we just got to preach it.
Yes.
Preach it and live it.
Yes.
I've been living a holy life for 50 years.
Yes.
Over 50 years. Meditation. All right, now. What did I tell you, John? Now, if you don't want to be holy, don't meditate. Because here we go. Psalm 1:1. Oh, look. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Three things. Look at what he said. Don't sit in the counsel of the ungodly. If you mess around with ungodly people,
you'll become ungodly.
What did you say, Ronald? You become ungodly.
Yes.
Why, they influence you?
Yes.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor setteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law. Here we go. Does he meditate?
Amen.
Now think about them four M's we just talked about. Then look what verse 3 says.
Yes, sir.
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Ooh, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Oh my, look at the end of the voice. Look at the end of the voice. Look at the end of the voice. And what's the other what? Sure what? Who want that? Well, you got to do the rest too. I've come to the point many years, whatsoever I do prosper. I mean 20, 30, 40, 50, 40 years or longer than that, whatsoever I do prosper. I remember when we come to look at this land for this church, for this building. We built this church cash, and a politician sent me word, not to buy this property because they're going to put a garbage dump on here, but the politician who sent it, I know he wasn't spiritual at all, so that means buy. And I bought it, and it turned out to build a subdivision.
Yes, sir.
God will make your way prosper.
Yes.
I remember walking where my house is built now, walking with a gentleman, it was Rand, I believe, he was walking out there, and I had no money. I'm looking for land to build a house. God told me and Charlton to build a house. He showed Charlton what house it was he wanted to build. The house we built, that the house we're living in, some of y'all know it, God showed the house to Carolyn. me and this guy walk on the ran and had a lady, I just want to say it like it was a white lady. It's my neighbor now. I've been my neighbor for 23 years. She's running up and down the house looking. Well, what he looking for? Because the man showed me some land in the subdivision on the back street. I told the man who was selling the land, I said, listen, I've been on the back street all my life. Do you have any land up front? Then he brought me to this one lot, and then we were walking. Then the Lord said, take both lots. I ain't got no money. I said, I'll take both of them. He said, yeah, both of them? I said, yeah. When I got back in the car, I still don't know how I paid for them. But he'll do that for you. When you're walking with him, you understand? He will do that for you. He'll make a way. Somebody say he'll make a way. Anybody ever had that happen to him? Anybody ever been in a jam and God got you out? Well, stand up and shake a little bit then. You ever been in a situation that God got you out? He about to get you out of something else. God is a good God. Ooh, God got me out of so much stuff. Tell somebody, God got me out of so much stuff. I just want to shake right now. Because he loves you. He loves you. He ain't looking at your mistakes. He's trying to get you where he wants you to be so he can continue blessing you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Look at verse 3 now. See yourself in verse 3. And it should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Oh my, look at it. Look at the end of the verse. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Take this down. Holy Spirit, keep me full of the meditating anointing. Holy Spirit, keep me full of the meditating anointing. Turn to Proverbs quickly. Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to look at verse 20. Holy Spirit, keep me full of the meditating anointing. My son, attend to my word. See, that's a meditative statement there. Incline thy ear unto my saying. That's what meditation is. Go to the next word. Let them not depart from thy eye. See, that's meditating. Keep them in the midst of the heart. That's meditating, isn't it? Go to the next part. For their life unto those that find them. Somebody about to get healed up here. And health to all their flesh. You can meditate your health. You can't stay in the presence of God a long time without God doing something supernatural. I say you can't stay in the presence of God a long time without God doing something supernatural. I say you can't stay in the presence of God a long time without God doing something supernatural. So when you're meditating, something supernatural is going to come out. Supernatural means supersede anything that you're dealing with. Or supersede Satan. Sickness, disease, lack. It's supernatural. You're a supernatural child. You're supposed to be doing supernatural things. You don't want to be sitting in the corner crying, talking about how I'm going to make it. It's another time for God to show himself strong. If you're dealing with something, it's just another time for God to show himself strong. I said, if you're dealing with something, it's just another time for God to show himself strong on your behalf. Talk to me up in here. He didn't say you wasn't going to go through anything. But listen to the statement, going through. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop there. You made a mistake. Don't stop there. Go through it. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Their life to all those about Tolomanche. Their life unto all those that find them and help to all their flesh. Hallelujah. All right, let's sit down. I want you to write some words down. Glory, grace, goodness, greatness, and gratitude is on the meditator's map. Glory, grace, goodness, greatness, and gratitude is on the meditator's map. Psalm 104, verse 34. Glory, grace. Come on, glory. Receive your glory. Receive your grace. Receive his goodness. Receive his greatness. And then be grateful for it. That's your meditator's map. Psalm 104, 34 says, my meditation of him shall be sweet, and I will be glad in the Lord. I tell you, dealing with something, you go in that Bible and meditate it, you come out better. Yeah, you come out better. You penetrating the spirit world on a daily basis. Penetrating the spirit world on a daily basis. Psalm 19, verse 14. Hallelujah. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, look what he called it, my strength and my redeemer. What did I say? I said, let me make sure you get this. I said it. Psalm 104, 19. Let's see. What did I say? I got to get back to it. Penetrating the spirit world on a daily basis. That's what you're doing, meditate. And that's the end result. Meditation, wisdom, and understanding is yours for the having. Psalm 49, verse 3. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. Wisdom in meditation, you become wise. And you meditate, you come to a understanding that is not normal. It's a supernatural understanding.
Yes, sir.
You're ahead of the pack. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Just well, because I ain't gonna quit till I finish. You better act like it. So look at it. I've been around long enough to know when you're faking, you know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get healed right now.
Receive it.
Get out of debt right now.
Receive it.
Get out of worry and pain right now.
Receive it.
Step into your joy right now.
Receive it.
Step into your peace right now.
Receive it.
Step into your glory right now. Step into your presence of God right now. Step into the goodness of God right now. God loves you. Say, God love me. I don't know what you're talking about. God loves me. And I love God. And I'm blessed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She got 1701. We'll go over to 2,000 pretty soon.
Yep, yep.
We'll go up to 10,000. Meditation, wisdom, and understanding is yours for the having. Did I say that already?
Yes, sir.
You got the scripture?
Yes, sir.
You got the scripture? I said no. Psalm 49, verse 3, what?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, this, sit down, this ain't no song, right? It's not going to sound right now, but I'm going to take you there, all right? Peace peace and power are flowing at this hour. Psalm 204, verse 34. Doesn't Psalm got Psalm 204? Might not. I'll be writing and praying at the same time. Hey, that ain't got a 200 Psalm, is it? No. Wait, Psalm, maybe 104, I don't know. You got a 104 with a 34? That is. Why you thought I didn't know what I was talking about? As you didn't know, you said the wrong song. Let me make the statement again now. I had to correct this in my iPad. That sound funny when I read it, I said Psalm 2. Well, I ain't never been there. Peace. Now, the reason I tell you going to sound odd, because it don't seem like peace and power is flowing the way things are going. Peace and power are flowing at this hour. Now, you look at this song, but my meditation of him shall be sweet, and I will be glad in the Lord. No matter what go on, you still can walk in God's sweetness, and you can be glad no matter what's happening, because you know God will make a way out of nowhere. Now, here's one for you. I think I got the right psalm here. Making meditation a lifestyle. Not just something you do every now and then because I'm preaching in an area. When I leave preaching in this area, you still be a meditator.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm a meditator. And I see great and mighty things.
I see great and mighty things.
In God's word. Psalm 119, verse 97. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whew. I like that about the mantle of spirited discernment. You be lying to me. I know you're lying. You lying. And you got your smile on your face and you act like you're all nice and all that. You lying thing. I can see when you got the anointing on, you can see clean through it. Yeah, you don't mean me no good. You don't mean me no good. Y'all don't want to talk to me up in here.
Come on.
I played that prophecy because it's the Lord will always give us fresh warning. If a church is going in the right direction, if a storm about to come up, that man or woman of God should have a word for you. The happier, you see what I'm saying? The happier. I mean, why come to church if you're not going to help me? Why come to church if you're just going to say things to please me, to make me happy? No, I need a whip out sometimes. I need a sword cutting me. I need to bleed sometimes.
Yes.
Come on, yeah.
Yes.
That's real love.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Meditation, turn your voice into a faith voice. What do you mean by that? Psalm 5:1. Meditation, Psalm 5:1. I got him messing up in the back right there. He went to Psalm 5:11. I was trying to go to Psalm 204. And I'm a man going to 5:11. I said 5:1. We'll get it together. Give here, O Lord. O Lord, consider my meditation. See, God has to consider with a meditator. Are you ready? Now this is a powerful one here. I got a few more we'll give you. Y'all ain't gonna be able to handle this one. You will never lose another battle. Here's the internet statement. There are contests for victory. You'll never lose another battle. All your battles are contests for victory. Show you what you're really wearing. Show you who you really are. Every now and then, you can't build muscles without lifting on something. So spiritually, every now and then, the Lord may permit a little something to get out on you. But you got to have enough spiritual muscle to pull it back in. I want you to hear that again. I want you to think about the next battle coming up. You'll never lose another battle. Your battles are contests for victory. Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And he never lost a battle. So why you sit there think you're going to lose? And he live on the inside of you. The Bible said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Yes. If God is for you, the Lord is my shepherd. I should not want. You got green pastures for me. You got a table prepared in the presence of my enemy. Then he walk up there and anoint my head with oil. Then I look, my cup was empty, but now my cup is running over. Hallelujah. No more empty cups. Let me say this, no more empty accounts. See, my cup running over, what you sitting down for? Actually, at the point next to you. My cup running over, what you sitting down for? What kind of cup you got? My cup running over, why are you still sitting down? The man that said the cup running over, you still sitting down. The Holy Ghost might want to do something for you. Might want to run your cup over. Don't do what your flesh tells you to do up in here. Do what the Holy Ghost tells you to do. Move with the flow, man. Move with the flow. Hallelujah. I get stirred in the spirit when people move. Ah! When people move with the flow gets greater. I took hundreds of tons of anointing back home over the years. Because people wouldn't flow. They wouldn't flow, the anointing wouldn't grow. Hey! Tell three people I'm out and I'm in. Sit down. A few more minutes. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
Somebody say the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
And his mercy endures forever. Somebody say I'm blessed.
Coming in.
I'm blessed going out.
I'm just blessed.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise his holy name.
Praise
his holy name.
Praise
his holy name. For the Lord is good.
And his mercy
endures forever. Hallelujah. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Glory to God. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Say it. Say it. God darn it. Say it. God darn it. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Oh, I'm so blessed. Oh, tell somebody else, I'm so blessed. Child, tell them, child, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing going somewhere to help. I'm a blessing going somewhere to help. Hey, hey, hey. Don't be quiet up in here. Hey! Hey, back! Write these few notes right quick. Write these few notes. Now you got it down, you will never lose another battle, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yes. Understand the last part of that statement. They are contests for victory.
Wow.
Every battle you're going through is a contest for victory.
Yes.
You got to let them know, watch me, I play on the other team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to score.
Yeah.
You can hold your hand up on it. I'm going to come around you some kind of way. I'm about to get around you some kind of way. I'm going to score supernaturally. So any problem you're dealing with this morning, hear what the man of God said. You're about to score. He brought it to take you down, but God's going to use it to lift you up. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't know him, act like you know him. Now listen to this. Listen to this. He don't want to come up, but I don't want to go down. That's just close enough. I'll be back and reach it there. Hey, you're $500. You're a walking miracle.
Wife,
who the hell with you? Somebody with you. Who are with you?
Right here.
Robin Calhoun. That stayed with you.
Yes, sir.
All the doctors had given up, right? Said they couldn't do no more, right?
Yes, sir.
That's right. What?
And they start taking their stuff off.
Uh-huh.
But their stuff, it went as far as it can go. Somebody walk in the room.
Yes, sir.
We had another one just like that 3 days ago.
Yes,
matter of fact, the doctor who did the operation was going to another country. He was leaving. He was going to, he had to go to another country for something. But the doctor who don't have to leave. He was there in the other country too. That's a $500 check. You're called to be an engineer of the supernatural plans of God. You're called to be an engineer, or I heard it, Lord, and a pioneer. In other words, just because it hasn't been done before, don't mean it can't be done now. Because our God is a supernatural God. We need a scripture to go with that. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. The second voice said, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, but didn't stay there, seated at the right hand of the Father. Always know there's a seat waiting on you when you're in a battle. Always know there's a seat waiting on you. I say when you're in a battle, always know God got a seat for you. Seat of victory. When you met two more things, when you meditate the word, you're looking into the mind and heart of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Meditators are change makers. Meditators are change makers. They change things. And in 1 Corinthians 2, 9, it says, but it's written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But the 10th verse says, but God, while you meditate, has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. As I told you, I'll read, and then Leroy is going to come, I'm going to read this prophecy again now. We read it before. He told me, God gave me instruction, told me to read it after. Shut doors are being opened. You receive that? Now listen to this one. Blind spots, plural, will receive sight. All darkness will turn to light. Massive blessing. What kind of blessing?
Massive.
What does that mean? Plenty. About to open in your life. Massive blessing about to open in your life. God have sent this message to you. That massive blessing is about to open in your life. What are you going to do about that? Matter of fact, some of y'all might not want this. You might not want no man. You the one who don't want no massive blessing, you can sit down. Let me talk to the one who want it. I said prophetically, All darkness will turn to light. Massive blessing about to open in your life. Accessing the supernatural on a daily basis. That means miracles, signs, and wonder gonna follow you to your car when you leave out of here. Follow you all the way to your house. Follow you all the way to your bedroom when you go change out of your garment. Massive blessing is on my trail. Listen to this. The horns, H-A-R-M-S, in your life will turn into crown. By the way, it's like a horn, but then you'll come out like a king. Come out like a king out of everything. Ooh, my. You crown this morning. Your sleep will not be weak. And you shall rise to supernatural opening. Yeah. Otherwise, you go to bed at night and you wake up a supernatural thing waiting on you. The bases are loaded. You are at bat with full divine backup. So rejoice. 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 For your time has come. For your time has come. Tell somebody, my time has come. Tell somebody, my time has come. Rejoice. Oh, what time it is. Oh, time. Come on, come on, singing team. My prayers, get up here quickly. I know it's 11:45, but God knows we got to hear something here. Rejoice. This is your day. Say, this is my day. Blessing flowing everywhere on my behalf from every direction. Matter of fact, I'm going to shout right now. Let the blessing flow. Come on, come on, y'all. Come on, come on. Come on, get your team up here.